This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The National Weather Service in Boulder said at least four tornadoes touched down in Arapahoe, Adams, and Elbert counties Sunday afternoon.
I have you responding to County Road 17 and 194 for a building collapse on reports of roofs being ripped off of buildings.
At least 19 homes were damaged near Elizabeth. In the Bennett area, another 17 structures were hit. Some homes were stripped down to their studs and debris was scattered across yards. Power remained off to the area this morning as crews continued repairs. There were no reports of deaths or injuries. More weather is expected tonight. The Green Box Art Festival is returning to Green Mountain Falls this summer. Colorado Ballet is headlining the festival with seven performances throughout the 2 weeks starting June 27th. Festival Executive Director Scott Levy says the ballet is performing existing work and will create a special piece.
They're actually arriving 2 weeks before the festival begins, and they have commissioned a choreographer to build a new work on the company, which will be premiered during the festival.
Along with workshops and performances, Green Box Art Festival is unveiling four new art installations for the season. Tickets go on sale today. Another wolf released in Colorado last winter has died. As CPR Sam Brash reports, officials didn't say what killed the animals.
State biologists received a mortality signal Thursday from a collar on a wolf in northwest Colorado. Since wolves are an endangered species, federal wildlife authorities will complete an investigation to determine the cause of death. The predator was one of 15 wolves captured in British Columbia earlier this year. A total of seven wolves released through Colorado's controversial wolf reintroduction program have now died. At least 24 are still alive, and the state is tracking up to four potential den sites. That means some wolves may have already had pups this spring.
Sam Brash reporting. This is CPR News and KRCC.